The High Court has ruled ACC should have covered a woman who died of a cancer caused by inhaling asbestos as a child. Deanna Trevallan was 45 when she died in 2016 after being exposed to asbestos as a child when she would hug her electrician father and would play at his work sites. ACC denied her cover, saying her cancer needed to be as a result of exposure in the workplace. But the High Court has ruled her claim was a personal injury caused by an accident to her. Ms. Trevallan's sister-in-law is Angela Calvin. She joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did the family feel when the judgment came through yesterday?
Well, of course, dealing with this stuff's always bittersweet. I mean, we'd much rather Deanna be here. But we're very happy that the High Court have viewed Deanna's inhalation of asbestos fibres as an accident. I mean, versus the other side of it, which would be you did it on purpose, which wouldn't happen.
No, especially not in this sort of situation at all. I mean, as a child, you don't have any say over these things or knowledge of it. But as a family, you've had to actually help pay for the treatment for Deanna because she was using Keytruda. What sort of burden was that?
Well, Keytruda clocks in at about $8,000 every 3 weeks. So huge. And, you know, we're very lucky that we had the funds to do it. We did a lot of fundraising and a lot of scratching of heads of how we would deal with it in the next 3 weeks, but we got through it. It definitely extended her life and gave her some good times with the family before that stopped being effective against the mesothelioma. You do have to keep throwing new and novel things at this disease to keep it at bay.
So there's a very practical outcome, hopefully, to this as well, that you'll be hoping that ACC will be actually reimbursing you. Is that one of the issues here?
We're not so concerned about that. At the end of the day, that money, we would have found it one way or the other, as you do when someone in your family is terminally ill. I guess for us, setting a precedent for others to have some hope in being able to access funds, because not all people have, you know, will be able to solve that problem every 3 weeks. So we're hoping that this changes the outcomes for other people, which is why we keep doing it.
Yes, to keep on battling on after Deanna died in 2016, how much of a challenge was it to keep mounting this legal action and keep pushing for an outcome?
There were days when I thought about chucking it in, but I made a promise to her, and, you know, if you can't keep your promises to people, then, I made a promise to someone who I loved, so I kept on keeping on. Yes, you do.
And apart from the practical outcome, will this be a sort of legacy for Deanna?
I would hope so. I mean, as I say, that's why we keep doing it, to make a difference for others. And, I hope it is part of her legacy. She's definitely got left behind a group of people that love her dearly.
Thank you so much for your time this morning. That was Angela Carver, who's the sister-in-law of Deanna Trevallan.